Our next guest with a big night, 25, two assists. He was a plus 24. Shot 4 for 11 on threes. Robert Covington, we welcome into the show on the Comcast Business Hotline. Robert, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Robert, first of all, let me ask you about the threes, because I'm watching last night. It looked like you were trying to tee it up a little more than usual. You had the exaggerated follow-through going. Is that a change, or does that keep you on plane more? Tell me about that.
It's something that I've been working on for the summer, and just maintaining. You know, me and my trainers worked on really exaggerating that, because we noticed that that's what allowed us to, you know, really, you know, make a difference in my shots. So that's kind of what I was kind of pushing toward.
Well, do you come into a game with a certain percentage in mind? Like last night, you're 4 for 11. It's 36. Do you expect to shoot 40% from three every night?
Yeah, of course.
All right. So tell me what was different about the team's approach last night as opposed to the first night. What were you guys doing differently?
Our focus was different. We played together. You know, we moved the ball really well. You know, we used erratic on defense. We wasn't as erratic on defense. We was very solid, very, very solid. So that's what allowed us, you know, be really, you know, different. So we kind of focused on that, and that's what, you know, we talked about in our film session, and kind of right before we went out, you know, I said, you know, give us the motivation to, you know, play to the best of our ability, because, you know, like I said, right now, we're one of the most talented teams in the league, but, you know, we got to go out and prove it every night. So we can't take no days off. We got to sit up here and we got to get better each and every game.
Talking to Robert Covington. Robert, what did the Boston game do to the team's psyche? Like, how did you guys react to that personally and collectively?
Joel, I said it best. You know, they kind of beat up on us. But, you know, we responded very well. You know, we took it as, you know, we know that's what we're going to have to go through at some point. So, you know, right now, you know, we got to focus in and continue to get better, because, like I said, we want to be top team in the East now, and we have to sit up here and we have to go through, you know, at some point we're going to have to go through them. So, you know, it's just, you know, mindset that we have to have, and then we got to go out and execute. You know, we know that we're one of the most talented teams in the league, like I said, but, you know, we have to go out and prove it every night, and we're going to have to go through them at some point. And, you know, we got to sit up here and we got to be able to, you know, be at our best in order for us to beat them.
Yeah, and you know what people were saying, obviously, after that game, that this is now a race for second place in the East. I know you guys can't think that, but how do you guys become more complete to beat that team? Is it going to, like, what's going to have to happen?
Just our mindset and our approach, and then, you know, what we have to do is, you know, continue to get better, moving the ball. Like you said, the way that we played yesterday is going to be how we have to sit up and play against them. So that's what's going to allow us to, you know, really be great. You know, we have to have that same approach, the calm approach, collective, and we all got to have each other's back throughout the whole entire game.
Robert, you know this Sixer fan base is a really honest, loud, passionate fan base. And I'm gonna get to the Fultz thing in a second. But as far as you're concerned, because sometimes, like, when you're missing shots, you'll hear, at least I'll hear fans. Do you hear that? And how does that make you feel?
I hear it. It goes in one ear and out the other. Like, it doesn't bother me at all.
Well, that's good. That's good, because it could get, you know, it could get to some guys.
Yeah, it can. Like I said, I've heard it for years.
Okay.
So, you know, it is what it is. These fans are going to say what they want to say, but, you know, at some point you'll check them and be like, look, you know, calm all that down. Like, because, like you said, during the game, they'll say that stuff, but, you know, outside of the game, they won't say nothing like that. That'd be, you know.
They'll be nice to you. Yeah,
that'd be nice to you. But, like, in that setting, when you know you can't say nothing back or, you know, respond, go ahead. Like, I see this stuff on Instagram, Twitter, all stuff, man, goes in one ear out the other. Like, I don't pay attention to it, because, like you said, when you let it get to you, then that's when it's going to allow you to affect you on the game.
Yeah, and you can flip it by making a couple, right? Because
the minute you make it, then they'll be cheering. You know, then, like, it comes with it, like you said. So I'm not really caught up in, you know, what people have to say.
All right. That's the Markel Fultz situation last night. You obviously heard it. Every time he got the ball, if he made a shot, it was like over the top. And I think they're trying to show their love for him. I'm curious to know how the team perceives that.
I mean, it's a confidence boost because, like you said, considering everything he went through last year, you know, people, you know, was, you know, questioning things. You know, of course they want to see him excel because, like you said, everyone knows how talented he is. Now, having that confidence and seeing that the city's behind him and wants to see him do well, you know, it shows that, you know, he's got it. You know, it's just a matter of time before he sits up here and just make things happen.
So all this, I mean, you guys know what the fans are reacting. He's the number one pick, and it hasn't so far paid any dividends. And do you guys talk to him? Do you guys say anything, or do you pretty much leave him alone?
Nah, we talk to him. Yeah, like,
what do you say to him?
Go out and just play, man. You can't get caught up in what people got to say. Like I told him, I talk to him a lot. Just go out and play. Man, you can't get caught up. Yeah, he's younger, so it might get to him a little bit. But, you know, like I told him before, man, these people can say what they want to say, but you put them same people that's critics or whatnot in that position or whatnot, everybody's not going to react the same way. Like, everyone ain't as gifted as you. Of course, people are going to have something negative to say because, like you said, that's just how people are wired.
Yeah, but here's the other side of that. And last night it played itself out, at least to a lot of people. They're almost treating him like he's a walk-on who comes in and makes a shot. You know how, like, the last guy on the bench comes in and makes a shot, and everybody goes crazy? And when he made that three, I saw you jumping up and down.
Yeah, I'm just happy to see him doing well. You know, like, it ain't even the fact that, like, it's one of them prayers. It's just, you know, him having the confidence to put himself in that position. That's what more so I'm happy about because, like you said, before it'd be, you know, he'd be hesitant or whatnot. He ain't hesitant no more. Like, he's letting it fly and he's comfortable. And that's what I like to see. That's what I'm happy about because that's going to help him get into his rhythm. And that's what's going to allow him to build that confidence and everything. And, you know, if you're not taking the type of shot, then it ain't going to be nothing but just mess you. But I'm happy to see him just going out there and just playing and not thinking about nothing. And you can see it in the style of play.
Yeah, the first shot he passed up, though. He had an open shot early.
In the corner.
Yeah. Now, did you say something to him?
Yeah. We said, let it fly.
Okay.
Let it fly.
All right. Robert, I know a lot of guys had some things they wanted to work on in the offseason, and one of the things I think the coaches and people were looking at you, they were looking at you to take your game to another level where you can put the ball on the floor, get to the basket maybe a little bit. Did you work on those kind of things?
Of course.
Do you think that you're better at that right now?
I definitely am.
All right. All right, listen, I appreciate you coming on. Good game last night, Orlando on Saturday. And get this thing going where the fans will believe that you guys can beat Boston, huh?
Oh, yeah. We're gonna make it happen. We're going to make it happen for sure.